Welcome to Nigeria Daily. My name is Lilian Ogazi. In Nigeria, the average time it takes for a university student to graduate ranges from 4 to 7 years, depending on his or her course of study. For a degree in some non-medical courses, the average time a student is expected to spend studying is between 4 to 5 years, while medical courses range from 5 to 7 years. However, we find some students staying longer than expected. Why does this happen? I had a chat with some students.
Mr. Ibrahim Babangida Umar, I spent 7 years.
How many years was your course of study?
5 years.
What happened?
Yes, there are many challenges along the strikes here and there.
ASUU strike or the school strike? What university?
Abubakar Tafa Balewa University, Bauchi.
Okay. So what caused the delay?
I studied applied zoology, biological sciences. Not just strikes, like carryovers. Understand? I had a spill. Yeah, that spill was caused due to some prerequisite courses. Calculus, maths, 112. Once you carry that course, a prerequisite, you must pass the course to pick the next course, the next semester. If you fail it, you cannot be able to take the second semester's course. So automatically, you have one additional year.
So what was it? A mass failure, or it was a personal reason, or it was a departmental problem?
If I may say, both. You understand? Personal problems, that's personal reasons, attached, as I told the area, with strikes, ASUU strikes. We had like 2 strikes consecutively. The first one was 2010. Yes, that strike, that ASUU strike that lasted for almost six, seven months. So automatically, we were given admission 2009. That admission could not read till a year after. So as a result of that, everybody naturally have an additional year because of that strike.
My name is Steven Emmanuel. I spent about 6 years in the university.
And how many years was your course of study?
My course of study was for 4 years.
What happened?
Well, it's a mixture of two things. First, the ASUU strike, and also I had an F in a particular course in my final year, so I had to repeat it. That gives me an extra year. Then the whole cumulative strike throughout my time in this university also amounted to another year.
Okay, so you had an F. Was it due to your fault, or you were not prepared, or what went wrong?
I won't throw fault to anyone or say it was not my fault or it was the government's fault. We had been on strike for a couple of months, and they clearly said when we were resuming, we're going to start off with exams. Imagine being a student and you have been on strike for about 4 months, and the first thing you're going back to school to do is to start examinations. So it was, I was unprepared. That was just the word to use. I was not prepared for it. So that put a dent on my academics. I'm a Nigerian from a Nigerian home, and I have Nigerian parents. There is no way you'll be in school or you feel like not going to school again. It's not really possible. So my parents had paid my fees up until my final year, so there was no backing out. I had to just go on and go through with whatever I was going through. There was no giving up because I was already in the system.
Okay.
If I was given a chance of maybe studying in a private school or in a different country, I would totally have accepted that.
My name is Sadiq Hamza Adam. I spent 6 years now.
6 means you're currently still in school. How long is your course supposed to be?
4 years program.
4 years program, and this is your 6th year. What's delaying you?
ASUU strike.
Is it just the ASUU strike?
We went for strike for 3 terms, and this issue of COVID-19 also, we spent 1 year at home.
So the COVID-19 and the strike affected you. There is no case of spillover or extra year?
No, at least so sad. I'm not happy.
Those were some students who experienced a prolonged academic session at some point in one of Nigeria's tertiary institutions. You are listening to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Daily Trust Online. You can listen to this and other episodes of our podcast on Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM, it's 9.9 in Yola, and Unity FM, 93.3 in Jos. We'll be going on break Tuesday.
It's enlightening.
It's incisive.
It's analytical.
It's entertaining.
It's educating.
It's The Bearing, a podcast from Daily Trust addressing issues that have direct bearing in your life. Join us every week on www.dailytrust.com. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/dailytrust. On Twitter at twitter.com/dailytrust. And on YouTube at youtube.com/dailytrust. To listen in, join us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio.
Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily coming to you from Daily Trust Online. In this episode, we're looking at what keeps Nigerian students in school for longer periods than expected. Before we went on break, we had a chat with some students and ex-students who spoke about what kept them in university longer than expected. To some, it was due to the ASUU strike, and to some, it was due to a failed course that spilled over. How does this affect the students and the educational system? Bilkisu Ahmed speaks with an educationist.
My name is Asma Wehaya. I am the director of Excel College, Kano. Actually, it's quite unfortunate. Prolonged stay outside the educational system has quite a number of multiplier effects to the students, not just the students, but to the society as a whole. A certain age bracket whereby you are at your optimum, you are at your best. You can learn faster, be more proactive, and actually give it your best. But demotivates students for them to start learning, and then there's an interruption, you know, slowly wanes. The professions they so much admire and so much want to be part of becomes an illusion, and they start to lose interest. Or at best, they start to think of the time they are wasting as part of their lives, you know, being lost, which is quite true. Especially, you know, young people now learn very fast, and they also are very, very productive. Those interruptions are counterproductive to the general development of the society at large.
Okay. So what can you say, like, to the students, especially those that are supposed to graduate in 4 years, are graduating in 6, 7, or 8 years. What do you think should be done for this to stop?
Well, the students have limited options because they rely on when they will be called back. But in the world of technology now, they should look at it as something that motivates them towards other things, development of other skills. You see, like, there are so many things online that you can develop skills and also create a better future for yourself. Some can be used as supplements to what they are studying. Some can be used as completely a different hobby, which will breed into some other things. For example, all these multinational organizations have courses, Microsoft and all other big IT institutions. They could go for skills in web design, skills in so many other things. From that, they could also try their hands on other things which would create at least that feeling of productivity instead of lying idle.
Okay. I made mention of some lecturers keeping students sometimes deliberately or sometimes because the students are not doing the right thing, but still they make life so miserable for them and make them stay longer than they should in school. What will you say to those lecturers? What should be done instead of doing?
I don't take that kind of, you know, hearsay.
Okay.
I am not the kind of person who takes that. If anybody stays longer than necessary, did they do the right thing? You know, there are always two sides of a story. And being in the educational system, I know that students always like shortcuts. So it's not like the fault of the lecturers alone. So I don't want to go into things which each case has its own merit.
Okay.
So let's just leave it at that.
To the lecturers and the government and even the ASUU body at large that are going on strike frequently, what will you say?
I think with the way things are, I think they should develop new strategies. You can't expect to be doing things and coming up with the same results and not change tactics. For over 40 years, they've been having strikes and it has not been working, or it used to work and now it's no longer as effective as it used to be. Then they should also go back to the drawing board and see what other strategies they need to develop. It's not like the government is not made of people who went to school, quite right, but they also should also look inwards, because nobody benefits from all this, especially the larger populace do not benefit from this. And the young people do not deserve this anyway. Mm. They say they are fighting for the interests of the students. Well, they could continue fighting the interests of students, but when they are within the classroom environment, let them continue their studies and develop new strategies. They are well-educated people. So they should be able to look at options, because this option is actually not working. You can see the airlines said that they will go on strike. Within 48 hours, it was resolved.
Mm.
Though it is called elitist, but it may be that they have a different strategy. Let them go back to the drawing board. The professors and the people in the ivory tower should develop other strategies that would make things work, instead of the students being at the receiving end.
Oh, okay.
That was Asma Yahya, the director of Excel College Kano, speaking. To every nation, education should always be a top priority. Is Nigerian education different? God bless Nigeria. And that wraps up the show for today. Thank you so much for listening. To everyone whose voices we heard on the show, we say a big thank you. Nigeria Daily is a Daily Trust production, and you can download this and other episodes of our podcast on dailytrust.com, buzzsprout.com, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Spotify, and TuneIn Radio by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen on NAS FM 89.9 in Yola and Unity FM 93.3 in Jos. If you intend to sponsor an episode of Nigeria Daily, or if you have questions or comment, call us or send us a message via WhatsApp on 0913-893-3390. Or you could reach us via social media handles on Twitter and Instagram at daily_trust and on Facebook at Daily Trust. My name is Lilian Ogazi. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.